If you're a public transit rider, particularly if you ride a city bus like San Francisco's Muni or the East Bay's AC Transit, there's probably been a time when you felt you were at the mercy of the system when it comes to getting where you want to go. Apparently, there's good reason to feel powerless while you're waiting at the bus stop, not knowing if or when your bus will arrive. But apparently, it doesn't have to be that way. Dr. Kerry Watkins, associate professor, assistant professor at the School of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Georgia Tech in Atlanta, has been studying the psychology of waiting and how the act of waiting affects us differently in different situations. She joins us now on the KCBS Newsline. Dr. Watkins, we thank you for joining us this morning. So the issue here apparently has to do with not knowing the outcome, correct?
Yeah, it's a difference between what's happening in real life and what your perception of that is.
So waiting for a seat at a restaurant where you've got a reservation is different than waiting for the crosstown bus?
Well, so what's happening is waiting in any situation, whether we're talking about the doctor's office or a restaurant or any place where you're going to have a wait, you always feel like that wait is a little bit longer than the amount of time that's actually passing. And so people do things to minimize that wait. And the problem with transit is that it's really hard to minimize that wait. In the doctor's office, you might see fish in a fish tank, or they might have magazines sitting about, things to help you occupy your time so that that wait is felt to be about the same as how long you're actually sitting there. And in a restaurant, they may come and pass out appetizers or things like that. But in transit, it's hard because it's this unknown wait. You don't know exactly when it's coming. Is the vehicle coming on time or not? And there's not a lot of things to necessarily pass your time. So what's happened more recently is we're trying to tell people about how long that wait is actually going to be.
Now, I mean, do you also find, too, that people have problems just sitting with themselves?
Sure. I mean, what we're mostly finding through the research is just that people get anxious or bored. So if you're at a stop, if you don't have a gadget or something with you, you might be sort of bored and waiting. Or you might feel anxious because you don't really know. You, especially in the transit situation, when you're waiting for a bus, you're looking out and you see, you know, all of this traffic going up and down, and you think to yourself, well, maybe, you know, if I was right on time, maybe it just passed. Maybe it's already gone and I've got another 20 minutes to wait until the next one. Or maybe it's, you know, broken down somewhere and it's not actually coming. Maybe it's that weird situation where something has gone wrong in the system and I'm going to be out here for a while as well. So it's sort of all of that unknown that makes you feel uncomfortable.
What I'm hearing you talk about, really, it sounds like just general anxiety, people not knowing what's happening. But having said that, now you helped develop an app in Seattle that provides real-time information to bus riders in particular, and that changed the way they plan their trips. And I guess they felt a little differently about that experience in general?
Yeah. So what we did in Seattle, we created a program called One Bus Away, and it just pulls information from various sources like GPS units on the buses, that type of thing, that the agencies had already put in place. And so they just feed that data to us, and then we put it out to the transit riders in as many ways as possible. So there are mobile apps, there's a website, there's a phone-in system. There used to be text messaging. They're actually looking at trying to reinstate that. But all of these different means to get the information out there about how many minutes you actually have until the bus is coming. And then once we built that whole system, we were actually able to test if it makes a difference in the lives of riders, if they're more satisfied with using transit, or if they feel like they're waiting less time.
So could this be applied to public transit agencies as well, as in terms of riders wondering when, that's for instance, when BART is going to show up?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the same system exists in many different places. There's, you know, a lot of different companies out there that do similar kinds of apps, and so you see them in most major cities at this point. But what we were doing with One Bus Away was the idea of whenever we put One Bus Away in a new city, we actually study what the results of it are so that we can get numbers about, you know, does it actually increase ridership on the transit system, or does it decrease wait time? Does it make transit customers more satisfied? So, you know, in Seattle, as an example, we found that people, 90% of the riders are more satisfied with transit just as a result of having this information. So relatively small change, something that the agency could do that doesn't cost a lot of money, and the customers are a lot more satisfied.
So, Dr.
And then we also found...
Let me ask you, we only have a few moments here now. I want to get this question in. In terms of, did you account for other variables, traffic noise, unpredictable situations on the street, passing cars, in terms of that possibly adding to a person's anxiety waiting alone at a bus stop?
Yeah, we actually tested to see if different stops had, worse results in terms of how long people felt this wait. And we did see some differences, but across the board, people still felt like they were waiting for a very long time if they didn't have information about when the bus was coming, and it was not different if they had that information. So they felt like they were waiting the amount of time that they actually were if they knew when it was actually going to arrive.